It's coming up on 6 minutes to seven now. And a week ago, his grandson was being born. And yesterday, the Prince of Wales and the Duchess of Cornwall were here in Kent visiting Whitstable's Oyster Festival. And then they moved on to the Chatham Dockyard. And of course, Prince George was the one thing everybody wanted to talk about. It makes quite a few of the front pages this morning. Our reporter, Ben Croucher, was amongst the crowds.
So Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall have just arrived into the east side of Whitstable Harbour. They've got out of a rather plush-looking Rolls Royce at the moment, shaking hands with various dignitaries. Prince Charles in a grey suit at the moment, and the Duchess of Cornwall in a mustard-coloured jacket and a lovely white dress at the moment, her hair just blowing in the breeze. They'll wander through the harbour, they'll take in a samba band, wander down and chat to the West family. Then they'll move on to the RNLI, and later on they'll join some of the Sea Scouts at the Yacht Club.
I'm looking forward to seeing them both because I like them. I think he's very nice and caring. And
actually on holiday at the moment. We came to the festival the other day and we thought, well, we'll come down today and see them and see the atmosphere around here. Sunny day.
Yeah, it'd be really nice to try and see them. We're hoping to get the right time.
So the local samba band, Samba Pelo Ma, have done their bit. Charles and Camilla have taken in, they've banged a few drums. They're now greeting, shaking hands with the hundreds, if not thousands, of people that have gathered here at the Whitstable Oyster Festival. It is a cacophony of noise.
Well, he ignored Camilla.
I was looking at Charles walking past and apparently she went to shake my hand. And
she did, she was right there. And then she just had to go on to the next person. Yeah. It's exciting and I'm proud of Whitstable.
Well,
proud of us.
It's industry for over four generations that we can trace back. It's talking about the oyster industry, fried an oyster.
There you go.
What did he make of the oyster?
He said it was beautiful. Very nice, he said it was.
Top quality oyster, the exact
one. We'll be getting down to the RNLI.
That's a big, very well.
He asked us what type of boating we do with the scouts, so we told him, and then he wanted to talk to us about the health and safety and risk assessment issues we have, which made us laugh, and we did talk about that. So, and then he just said thank you to our type of organisations that do that, and he wants more options for younger people like that.
So. And he's carrying around one of your badges at the minute?
He is, he's got the troop badge, him and Camilla, so they're now honorary members.
Hello. Okay, so the crowds have gathered still in their masses. There's probably around 500 or so gathered outside the Whitstable lifeboat station. Around 20 or 30 or so crew shaking hands with His Royal Highness and the Duchess of Cornwall.
Yeah, well, that's right. It was a fairly
short one. Just basically around how long I'd been on the lifeboat, what I did for a living. Yeah, it was nice to meet him.
And the kids here too?
Yes, yeah. Alex and Jade, my son and daughter, and Camilla especially, so talked to Jade for quite a bit.
What did Camilla say to you?
I like your shades.
You like your shades. And Charles said the same to you, didn't he?
He said, are you going to be on the lifeboat when you're older?
And what did you say?
I said, yes.
So next, a visit to Whitstable Yacht Club, and outside a group of mums and little tots chatting to Camilla and Charles, the last visit on their Whistle Stop tour.
He said that he had just tried two oysters. He said, what I do for Whitstable. He said they're an acquired taste. But I'm a member of the Yacht Club.
Okay.
I've been here, a member, since 1993. And I'm a sailor. And I always support events at the Yacht Club.
So what do you make of this entire day?
Absolutely fantastic.
They had a high old time. Ben Croucher reporting on the royal visit to Whitstable of Prince Charles and the Duchess of Cornwall.